put the ace in angel face. This is your lady with Inequality Productions, the podcast that ain't frontin'. So let's get serious.
Hello, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Where you from?
NC, North Carolina.
North Carolina? Okay. I'm over here in Maine. Maine, in New England, yeah.
Oh, okay, New England.
Yeah. So, what do you like to use this app for?
I'm new to it. I'm new. Okay. One of my girlfriends has sent me the link, and yeah. I just conversate with people to see how the conversation go. I just block one person because he want to talk about eating this and eating that and his dick this and his dick that. I'm not up here to talk about that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. The whole conversation just went to the left. So, okay. Move on to the next right. one.
I mean, that's the thing. And there's another app that I used before that you can do this, but with video. And it's really weird because they don't have a language thing to pick. So you get paired with these people and they don't even speak your language. So you're just looking at them like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's messed up. So at least this one, you know, you could pick English and then people you talk to at least going to speak your same language. So,
well, I speak a little bit of Spanish, but it ain't great. But it's
right,
okay.
Right. Yeah, I got paired with a Spanish guy on there, and I was just like, you know, feliz noche, adios. but it's fun too. I mean, if you do speak another language, because then you can practice, you know.
Oh, I'm gonna practice. Oh, trust me, I got this Google Translator.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is said in Spanish, but it also said in English. So I've been practicing just a little, not a lot.
I used to be really into Spanish. When I was in school, I took a couple classes on it, and you know, I always wanted to be really good at it, but then just didn't happen. I was in LA for a little while, and there's a lot of Hispanic culture out there, so it was nice, and I made a lot of friends that spoke that fluently. But
How old are you?
I'm 30. You?
I'm about to be 39 next month. Wow. January.
Okay, so you a Capricorn?
No, Aquarius.
Aquarius. Okay, sorry. My dad's birthday is in January, and he's a Capricorn, so his is on
when his birthday,
the 13th.
Okay, because my mom's birthday is the 6th and my brother's birthday is the 5th. Mine is the 22nd.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. So I come on here because I'm a female rapper and I'm trying to get, you know, my name out there and make connections and things like that. So you like hip-hop music?
I love hip-hop music. My son, he wants to be an upcoming rapper, so right now I have a friend, she raps, and my son about to go in the studio with her. He's 18. Okay. And I have a aunt that been in the game in the music industry for so long, and like, honestly, I could connect you to her. She's in PA right now. She lives in PA.
Okay.
But like, I can I could get you out there, like far as your music. Like, have you ever thought about making a channel like what my son does? He has his channel on Instagram where he make his rap music, and I tell him when he make his beat and when he make his rap music, put it on Instagram, because that's where you really gonna get discovered at, because that's what all the hip hop artists, the DJs, like, I introduced my son to DJ Envy from New York. So,
okay.
You know, he told my son, you young, you got bars, but switch your lyrics up sometimes. So my son listened to that, and honestly, for him to be 18 years old, yes, my son do have a whole lot of bars. Maybe one day you and my son could collaborate.
Okay, yeah, I do collabs. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't have, I guess, like, you know, I'm no millionaire, so I don't really have the money to invest, like, in marketing and all the stuff that comes along with it. So I've just adapted to do every single thing myself. So I've just, like, went to school and learned a lot of different things in order to kind of support this dream. And I've, you know, when I was 18, I moved out to L.A. because Tupac was my, you know, idol. And even though he wasn't alive, I just wanted to be out there, see kind of what he was talking about and stuff like that. But I didn't know what I was doing, so I didn't make the right connections. I made some connections, but they just weren't, like, the type to get you in, you know.
Have you ever thought about going on these TV shows and putting yourself out there?
Hell yeah. I just don't, like, know how to apply. I don't know which ones to go to. That's why I'm trying to, you know, connect with people that might know things that I don't.
And what's that?
I'll go on any TV show. I like to act too. Like, I did, like, a little acting thing when I was in Hollywood. I went to the, people say Barbizon's a scam, whatever, but at least you learn something and you have some type of degree on paper. So I went to Barbizon in Hollywood and did my acting, you know, certificate. And,
right.
You know, I've been trying, but I haven't got, like, any leads, or just hasn't really worked out for me.
It will, sweetheart. You just got to put yourself out there. You know, you got to start somewhere. Start by writing these talk shows, putting yourself out there. You know, Steve Harvey, Oprah, all the top number one TV shows. You could put yourself out there, do the TV shows. What's that little girl named Lele? Look how old she is. And she's out there. She's been rapping since she was 3.
Wow. Wow. So you're telling me, like, Google Steve Harvey and see if I can get on his show?
Yes, right on.
No more. Right?
I don't know what Oprah do. I just threw her name out there because I know she got money.
Right. I mean, you know, they got the Ellen show, but I feel like just so many people do want to get out there, and a lot of people are applying for these things, and it's like, how do you even... I mean, I applied for that one game show, Press My Luck, and I never heard nothing back from them.
You gotta keep putting yourself out there, and I'm gonna tell you, like I tell my son, keep putting your work out there. Keep when you write them, send them a demo, send them a CD with a song, a rap song up there, and let them hear your music. Send your music to Hot 97. WBLS. Sing. You gotta put yourself out there, sweetheart, and will get
and
discovered.
When I was a kid, I used to I grew up in Massachusetts, so I would send that the radio station out there was Jammin' 94.5, and I used to send them stuff all the time to the point that they like scheduled an interview with me, and I was super excited, and I told everyone about it. And then all of a sudden they told me that they couldn't go through with the interview because it wasn't part of the station's guidelines and stuff, and they just weren't gonna do it.
Don't get discouraged. You know what you do? You make do you have an Instagram?
Yeah. In fact, I have my music distributed. Like, I do everything like that myself. And I record it, I write it, I do everything. So my stuff's on Spotify and all those platforms. And on my Instagram, I can actually look up my music and make reels with my music on it. And then those plays them out on my streams.
Like, I'm it's too late because I know my aunt probably sleep, but yeah. I'm a hit her up in the morning in the a.m. and yeah. I'm ask her like how else you could put your music out there to really get it out there. But have you tried sorry, sweetheart. I keep yawning.
It's okay. It's probably late, huh?
I'm not sleepy, but it's just like I don't normally go to bed until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, I'm just trying to, like I tell my son and I tell you, and I encourage anybody that's trying to put themselves out there, like, just keep doing what you do, but put more force into it. Like, Google up some radio stations, have you ever been to a studio?
Yeah, I've been to a studio. I went to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and they had professional studios there as well that I worked in.
Okay, I want you to do me a favor. She's on my Facebook page. She can also, she's an upcoming rapper too. Her name it's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Her name is D Phoenix the Problem.
So, and like the letter D?
No, it's D E E.
Yeah.
D Phoenix the Problem.
So how do you spell Phoenix again? P H E. Do you know how to spell it?
Wait, man, I'm gonna tell you how you spell her name.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you how to spell her name right now. Looking on my Facebook. Yeah. Matter of fact, add me on Facebook. I'm gonna tell you how to.
Okay.
It's A N.
Yeah.
ISE.
Yeah.
And it's space the letter D.
Yeah.
Space Weaver. W E A V E R.
Okay.
Did you find me?
No. I guess I can do that. I always forget that I can step out of this app and do stuff on my phone. Hold on.
Huh?
Yeah, you a CNA, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It doesn't let me add you as a friend, but I'm gonna say sup on the messenger. Okay.
Why is so not late? I must have
I don't know. It just says message, so I message you.
It ain't pop up yet.
All right. I don't know what it is, but if you you can connect with me if you go to angelraps.com.
Okay, let me do that then. It's good to have two phones.
Yeah.
I want you to hear her music.
Okay. Are you gonna play something right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause her music is on Spotify too.
All right, that's dope.
All right, I'm going to her page. And this girl is awesome.
Is she from North Carolina too?
No, she's not from North Carolina. She's from Las Vegas.
Okay.
When I tell you she's awesome, she's awesome. She's dope as fuck. Like, I can't explain it, but she just dope as fuck.
Okay.
All right, I'm on her page. They mad cause a bitch know how to go get a bag. Got a man, stay mad. Mad cause a bitch know how to go get a bag. That's one of her
tracks.
Yeah.
Well, you should send me it on Messenger so that I have her link and I can link up with her.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to get on another chat on here and switch it up and whatnot. But I really do appreciate your time. I appreciate you talking with me and trying to help me on this. 100. All right. I appreciate you.
All right. You too, sweetheart.
Okay. Have a good night.
And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother. And we about to get into it.
What up?
What up? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you feeling?
Good. Now, let me ask you, did you choose this, whatever the content is right now? Did you put your title in there?
Oh, yeah, that's for I'm also like that nigga. I'll just say he's gay.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were trying to talk about being gay. I just needed to make sure. So I don't even know who this is. T Tsunami. You think he's, in other words, retarded.
Yeah, that nigga sad.
Okay, and why is this?
Because that nigga weird as fuck. He be tweaking.
On here, you talk to him or some shit, and then you decide.
that nigga retarded as fuck.
Wow. What did he do? You don't have any real reasons?
No, I ain't got no real reasons. I just don't like that pussy ass nigga. Every time
okay,
I encounter
so he
him,
didn't...
He's a bitch ass nigga, and I don't like him. You ever just encountered a pussy ass motherfucker and you just don't like him for no reason?
Yeah, but you can usually pick out reasons because you're like, I don't like the way that they look at me. I don't like, you know, whatever it is.
I don't like how you act. I don't like that nigga vibes on here. He be tweaking.
Yeah, I don't think I met him yet.
That nigga weird as fuck.
Okay, well, tell me about you.
Oh, cool, man. I'm from Chicago, you know, 35. Cool. Chilling.
Okay. And what do you like? Like, what do you get into? Is there anything special about you that you like to kind of share or anything?
You know, I make music.
Okay. That's what I want to hear. Thank you.
I record. I engineer. All
right.
You know, I rap.
And, That's what's up. So what do you is your name Cash Rules one on like your social medias or that's only for here?
That's just on here.
All right. So what is your actual like if I want to go find you on Instagram or something, how do I find you?
Shit, you know, you could just reach out to me on here and I can give you my info.
Okay. So you don't want to put it publicly is what you're saying?
Basically.
And I gotta understand why you actually don't wanna do that.
Cause I'm a troll on here.
You a troll. Okay. So you don't want people to actually know who you are on this app.
Exactly. So if I'm choosy, you know, if I feel like you solid and I want to let you in my world, I would do so. You know, I'll give you the keys to, you feel me?
Okay. I feel you.
I just can't let
you're just a little protective, right?
Yeah, I value discretion. You know what I'm saying? I just can't let any motherfucker just pop up in my shit when they feel like.
That's cool. I can respect that. But for me, I'm a female rapper, so I got to put all my ends out there as far as, like, putting myself out there goes. And I don't give a fuck. Hold on. I don't give a fuck if motherfuckers trolls. I don't give a fuck if they fucking hate me. I don't give a fuck. You went to my webpage. You follow me on Instagram. Thank you. That's what I give a fuck about. Fame. Now go on.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, so my website is angelraps.com.
Yeah, I fuck with it. I see it. Angelraps.com. Like, are you a real serious artist? You ain't just no smule rapper or no
fuck
shit
yeah.
like that. Is.
I've been doing this shit since I was 9 years old, kid. I'm talking about 20 years on the table.
Okay, so you better have some bars. You're talking about you've been doing this shit for 20 on.
Yeah, but see, bars even get old when you get older. It's about the vibe. It's about the music. It's, you know, because I make everything from scratch, really. So I make, you know, all my beats and everything, and I vibe into it. And really, I'll tell you what sells. Like, I mean, I can't tell you that because I ain't no famous rapper yet, right? So I can't really tell you what sells. But if you think about way back to, like, nursery rhymes and shit, half of them nursery rhymes, they ain't saying shit. They are talking about dumb shit that you probably shouldn't even be having your kids saying, half of them. Row, row, row your boat gently downstream. Okay, that one's all right. At least they're talking about doing something that you might do. But, like, you know, it's really about the tune. It's about the tune. It's about the vibe. Shit like that. Bars, for me, they're hard to write because I feel like what makes the best bars is when you can really relate it to what a lot of people are going through. And so what makes, I guess, a bar is some type of trick type of language within it. And normally people will... Huh?
No, bars is just some hot shit you're saying.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, about like 10 years ago, I thought what I was lacking was the ability to, like, make kind of funny jokes and shit having to do with famous people and, you know, things, because I don't really let, you know, that stuff rule my life. It's not really, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, make music, have fun. That's what it's about, you know, but
exactly.
But at the same time, you still want to, you know, at the same time, you still want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, have what you're saying. You know, motherfuckers still got to know what you're saying. You know, it's fire, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these days, these new niggas, you know what I mean? They got the vibe. They got good melody. They got good vibes. The beat there. But them niggas ain't saying absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? So
it's true.
You know.
So yeah, that's not me. I make titles for my shit, and then I work within that title to make some type of message relevant to what I'm talking about. At least I make subjects. I had these one cats, and they're like more famous than me. And I said, "So what's your new single about?" They said, "I don't know, nothing." I'm like, what? You know, these motherfuckers be making, and they seriously say, "We ain't making music about nothing." So I can't really do that. Huh?
Where you from?
I'm in Maine. I'm in Maine right now. You said you were Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm in a city. But yeah, I record. I make music. I engineer. All that. I fuck with beats every now and then, but you know, that ain't my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I make beats when I feel like it, but other than that, you know, I rap, produce, engineer.
Yeah. So like when you do make your beats, what do you what's your favorite program to work on, and what's your go to?
I use FL
Studio?
Okay. What you use?
I use Logic now. When I went to school, I don't know, 7 years ago, I went, when I went to school for music. Now, I went to school for a lot of things, but I went to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and they had turned us on to using Logic. They had us buy a laptop to do the program and everything else. And since I did that, that's just what I went to, because you can make your beats, you can record on it, and everything else is built in. I think you could do that with FL now too, but it's been a while since I've been on there. Can you okay. stay there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I fuck with Logic.
Right. Yeah, I like Logic. I don't really use Pro Tools as much. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just not my go-to. You know, it's not what I feel comfortable with. And I think the most important thing is you work on the program that you're comfortable with, because then you're going to be able to put out work faster. You know what I mean? Because you've mastered it.
Of course.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can't wait to get, you know, your information and link up with you or whatever, as far as like other social medias, and actually see what you're trying to do. That'd be cool.
I'm gonna drop your project February 1st.
Okay. I drop new singles every other Friday right now, so
okay. That's what's up. You got who be shooting your videos?
I'll be shooting my videos. I'm my own team, huh?
So you do everything yourself, huh? That's what's poppin'.
You got to, or it ain't getting done. You know what I mean?
So that's definitely what's poppin'.
Yeah, and I got a couple of people who've actually reached out to me, asked me for some services. So I'm really excited about that. To kind of get my own thing going. And that's kind of what I was going to ask you. I forgot. Was you talked about you like to do the recording, engineering and stuff. So I was going to ask if you, like, you know, had like a business that going where you had like consistent clientele.
Yeah. Like in my town, I record quite a bit of cats.
That's what's up. That's yeah. what's up, because it puts you in like that web. That connectedness or whatever, and so then when they come to your studio, you know, you tell them what's up with your shit, right?
Most definitely, and I'm selecting a few who I let come on my shit because it's in my crib, you know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker can't come on my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So I'm very select few of who I let in my crib. Because everybody can't come on my shit.
It's true. I mean, you got to be careful sometime. I mean, you know. And like you said, especially if you have like a brand, if you're branding yourself and you have a specific thing that you're going for, you know, it depends on what you're going for. For me, like, I'm Angel Face, so I'm like an angel, right? You know, like, I've done tracks with people who suck. I mean, like, no disrespect, but like,
don't do
they're
that
not
shit
the
no
best.
don't do that. Like, my brother-in-law's at Corny, and he got a studio. He always sending me shit to get on. I always turn him away because I'm not getting on that shit, man. I don't want to get on no corny ass shit.
But I'll tell you what. I got on this thing because there was a passion behind it that I respected in the person, and something that I could relate to as a heartfelt thing that I could, you know, throw my verse and say my experience. And also that, you know, you gain respect from them, and then they actually promote your shit even when you don't even ask them to. You know what I mean? So it kind of, I guess, different, you know, different things with different strokes for different folks, right? So, but I don't do that for everybody. That just happened. but yeah, no, I've done some good collab. I have some good people that I like to work with, some friends, some people out in Cali, some people out in Texas. I like to expand, so.
That's what's up. But yeah, we could definitely work. You know,
we got something going on. You can, you know, shoot me some vocals, and I can mix them and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do, man. I'll get down.
You a vocal mixer. Do you have, so when people come in the studio, I'm sure you have like a set of, you know, you got your plugins on the track already set, or do, I'm guessing you do. That's pretty much a smart thing to do, right?
Yeah, you got your plugins. I mean, you got presets.
You got then, like, you know, your basic set, and then you might fine tune it for per voice or whatever.
Yeah, you got a preset, and basically, you got presets. Then you go from the presets. You know what I'm saying? Like some presets might sound absolutely great with what you got, because they voice might sound. Their voice might be similar to yours, you know, it might sound similar to yours, or you might have to cut it down because they're too loud, or basically, you know, it's just, you just got to tweak a few things to their voice, you know what I'm saying? So once you got a good preset, you cool.
Yeah, true that. Well, all right, well, we're going to link up via Messenger, whatever, and stay in touch. And I'm going to see who else I can link up with on here.
Yeah, I just added you on Instagram.
Oh, you found me? Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, I found you. I was doing a little profile of Snooping real quick.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you. I don't know who you are yet, but I'm going to find out.
most definitely. Like I said, go ahead. Once I send you this, follow me on Instagram. You go ahead and hit me back. That way I can let you know who I am. That way I can really let you know what's up. You know, there's a lot of motherfuckers on here. All
right, for sure. Well, you have a nice night, right, man.
Sure. All right, you all too.
Thanks.
Hey, guys, if you like what's going on, please log on to angelraps.com. And give me a little donation, because without you, they ain't nothing I'm making. So who raps? Angel Raps at angelraps.com. And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother, and we about to get into it.
Batman.
Yo, hello.
What's good?
Hello there. What's up?
I reached the Batman in the house, and we both got halos. How you doing?
Yeah, man. You got my name changed, right? Yeah. Batman. Where you from, babe? America?
Yes, I'm from America. Yeah.
What part?
I like your blue eyes. You got blue eyes, blonde hair. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to change. Yeah, where about in America you from? I like the accent.
I'm from Maine. My accent is probably from Massachusetts.
It's cool, man. Yeah. It's cool. I'm from England, Birmingham. Miserable, cold, wet, miserable place, man.
Birmingham, England?
Yeah, you heard of it, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so it sounds like Jamaican, but it ain't. It's England.
Yeah, England. Listen, nah, I'm white, baby. I'm white. I'm white, but it's a city. I'm from a city, so we talk like urban. We talk urban, yeah? Do you understand?
Oh, shit, man. I want to throw my accent on and sound like you now.
Yeah, my accent's cool, man. I like that. A prison, it's a prison accent, really. I spent a lot of time in prison.
Why?
Yeah, you see.
Oh, for real? Why did they talk like that in prison?
Yeah, they talk all sorts of ways in prison, and you got Irish, black, like Caribbean kind of black, that kind of like the islands, mm-hmm. Not Africa. And then, you know, you got like just all different kind of accents and it all over the country, so you get a mixed up accent, you know what I mean, yeah? But anyway, I'm open to leave all that behind me, yeah, right, yeah, but then times are hard, so sometimes the temptation overtakes me. You know what I mean, babe? Yeah. You ain't got to worry. You're thousands of miles away from me, so it's unlikely that I'll ever end up hijacking your car as I'm fleeing the scene of the bank robbery. I'm taking the piss there, by the way, baby, yeah? I'm taking the piss the furthest, the distance, yeah? Anyway, yeah. Right, yeah. How old are you?
30. You?
42. 42, but you wouldn't believe it, baby. You wouldn't believe it. I'm 42, man, but I'm
very... I believe you. You look pretty young on the
desk,
though.
I'm young as advertised young, man. I'm very fresh. I'm a very fresh 42. Oh, man, very fresh.
Anyway. Very fresh
42.
Okay.
Very fresh 42, man. Yeah. You can get it. You can get it. Yeah, like you get that. You get like a very stale 42. Yeah, like a very stale 42, and you get like a fresh 42. Yeah, like the difference in it. Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Right. So let me ask you this. What are you getting into tonight?
I just smoking a bit of weed, chilling. Yeah, and I'm thinking. Yeah. How I'm going to take over the world, yeah? How am I going to take over the world?
Me too. You ain't taking it over yet.
So what's the plan then? How we're going to do it, yeah? Because what do you think of this COVID thing, actually, by the way? What do you think of that?
Oh, man, we're going to get controversial on this mother.
Yeah, tell me, because I want to know what your take is on it. You know it's bullshit, ain't it? You know it's all over exaggerated.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about it. That's what I was
saying. Yeah, man, for real. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what you're feeling. I'm feeling you're the same kind of people as me. Yeah, right. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about some cold. Go fuck yourself and your cold. Yeah. Right. So that's them coming with their vaccines or them bullshit. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So you're on the same wavelength as me. Yeah, it's all bullshit, man. They could get the vaccines, stick up their arsehole.
Yeah.
Fucking demons. Demons. You know, the demons, literal demons, the people running things are, you know, the proper. Devils, like child kidnapping motherfuckers. That's what's going on with the times right now. So anyway, they all need execution there, right? Yeah, AK-47, da-da-da-da-da, all of them, yeah, lined up, the paedophile bunch of bastards, yeah. So
pretty much, less for them, they just can't do that because it will look too bad. You know, they need to make it look like America's great or the country's great, you know. That's what they need to make.
What do you think? Who did you vote for, yeah? Who did you vote for?
Me? Hold on a sec. You in England, right? Don't we vote for different things?
No, but in America, yeah. You don't vote. Who'd you vote for, yeah? I don't, like, you know, in America.
Oh, really?
Like,
you really going to put me on the spot like that, huh? You want everybody to hate me?
No, because I don't really, listen, it doesn't matter, man. Listen, I don't think they're both they're the same anyway, man. They're both controlled by the same kind of powers. You get me? It's not really... I don't think it's as much of a choice as everyone thinks it is. I think it's just a choice between a face and a corporation, yeah, that's going to do what it's going to do anyway.
Corporations
in the USA. You get what I'm saying? It's going to do what it's been doing for a long time. If it goes to war, it's going to go to war. You know, they killed JFK. They'll whack any president gets in the way. You get me? So I don't think it really matters, you know.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But you trying to get me so they kill me too. You trying to pink and pull, you know, at the insides of my beard, trying to make some strumming.
No. What I'm trying to do is work you out, yeah? Because you know what? Because you seem a nice character, yeah? I like your aura, yeah, over the airwaves. Yeah. Listen, I want to warn you, yeah? This shit that's coming, yeah, take advice from an old wise dog, yeah? It's about, yeah, mark of the beast, yeah, right? Yeah, this shit was prophesied a long time ago. What are they going to try and put in you, yeah? He's gonna, you go into fucking hell, man. I wish God weren't, I've done so much bad shit, yeah. I wish God weren't real. But forget religion and that, but there's a creator and we're gonna be judged, innit? And yeah, right, yeah, that mark, that's prophesied a long time ago. All sorts of ancient cultures and that have spoke about the same kind of thing. And it's definitely the system. Watch what you're doing, man. Mate, look into this shit, babe. I beg you. You seem like a nice person, yeah.
So you were wondering how, you know, you said, I'm trying to figure out how to take over the world. So with all this in mind.
Yeah, I'm going to take over the world, overthrow them.
Oh, listen, we have a message from someone. You want to play it?
Go on, yeah, I want to play it. Of course, man, play them, yeah.
Here we go, we can play it.
This girl voted for Donald Trump. Make America great again.
I did.
Tyrone, or whatever your name is, yeah. It don't matter who she voted for, really. That's what I'm saying. It
but
don't
you know
matter.
What? I probably would have, honestly, if I did. I tell you guys, he's a funny character.
I seen footage of Biden sniffing little girls and shit, man. You see that shit?
But
Biden was sniffing little girls, the nasty motherfucker. Listen, right, this is fucked up shit, yeah. But Trump, yeah,
but
he was at the
this
island.
Is the problem. This is the problem. You sniffing another bitch's pussy when you do that shit. Come on now.
Listen, yeah, that Biden fella is just as bad as any of the cocksuckers. Yeah. There was all of that island with the Epstein character. All of them, Biden, Trump, Clinton, fucking Obama. It was all there, you get me? All these same people in the same places getting influenced the same way from long time, so it doesn't really matter, yeah. None of it really matters, yeah. I don't think voting matters.
So you, that's but, not for but, you. But with all this I'm going still, on, you really want to take over the world?
Yeah, I want to take over the world.
Okay.
My way or the highway.
And
you know what it is? I think we should go back to basics, yeah. Live in the country, the forest. Yeah.
I believe the same. I really do.
Now you're living in the cities and that. It's not natural, man. It's getting worse and worse, man. So it's just like people are the matrix now. They're logged onto a phone. Everybody's logged onto a phone. No one interacts with people around them anymore, yeah? You know what I mean? Dark, man. It amplified to me because I've been to prison that year. When you come out years later, you see how further the agenda's gone in it. And people ain't even aware, you get me? They're just like sucked into matrix, you know?
That's why they labeled you as a criminal, because you acted on, you know, what your feelings. Everyone else is too scared.
Yeah. And as well, you know what it is as well? Do you know what it is, yeah? If you understand the system and the way the world is at the minute, the way it's sort of hypocritical and unfair, you generally tend to be dysfunctional, antisocial, because I don't want to take part in a system where I'm paying taxes to a government's going to bomb little fucking kids all over the world, blow up little kids all over the world with my tax money. You get me?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying there? Like, I don't want to fund that shit, man. Like, and I was smart enough to know that young time ago, so I chose the black market out of things, yeah? And obviously it don't always work, yeah? But anyway, yeah, that's deep anyway, yeah. I've had a spliff and I'm a bit stoned, yeah. But yeah... it's a buzz to speak to, yeah. And that Tyrone fella thinks he can judge someone being a Trump supporter when he don't even. When you look at the bigger picture, yeah, like only fucking 5 minutes ago, yeah, right, yeah. The kill Kennedy, he was only a fucking 50 years ago. They'll whack the president, no matter who he is. There's big gangster killer motherfuckers behind this shit, yeah. You know, it's just deep, man. It's so deep, it's unbelievable. But yeah. What else are you going to say? So where are you from again? Where are you say you from again?
I'm from
Massachusetts.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you can say
Massachusetts.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's Massachusetts now? Where is that? Where? Illinois.
Where is it? It's in New England. New England. You from England? I'm from the New England.
Yeah. Massachusetts. Yeah, right. What's the fine? What the famous for then?
What's the what?
What they're famous for, Massachusetts? Is it some fucking something? Well, I've heard of that place. What's it famous
isn't it
for?
Where the pilgrims fucking were put? The pilgrims started out in Massachusetts, Cape Cod, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have they got Amish? You ever seen Amish?
No.
You never seen Amish people? No. You're in a city. You live in a city, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I was from, you know, like Boston's a city, but I was from the suburbs.
Oh, Boston, Massachusetts. That's what I'm saying, Boston. So I think, listen, I watched that film, yeah, The Town, yeah? You seen that film, The Town, about Boston, yeah?
No, see, because I don't really watch TV, okay?
Yeah, it's a movie. You got to watch it. It's about Boston, yeah? Boston's like, because I'm Irish, a bit Irish, yeah? Right, yeah. So it's Irish, like Irish criminals who run things around there, and it's so I read about it and watched a few of the movies about Whitey Bulger and that, yeah. Pretty deep shit.
Oh, I know about Whitey Bulger. Okay, yeah.
So I read and watched certain things about it. Boston, Massachusetts. That's where Massachusetts in my mind. Boston, isn't it? Boston Red Sox.
Bean Town, throw your threes up. Yeah, all right, anyway. Man. Well, yeah, man. I'm trying to talk to people about music. I'm a female rapper, and if you like my vibe,
tell me then rapper, right? Yeah, before you go, yeah, listen, yeah, right, yeah. Rapper, yeah, right, yeah. So what genre is what see, do show me some rap, man. I like some rap. I appreciate a bar.
I need you to show yourself. I need you to go to angelraps.com.
Angel Raps. What's that on you? Yeah, we'll have a look, you know. We'll have a look, yeah. Angel Raps, yeah. How long you been doing rap. It, babe? Have you ever done battle rap? I was watching the battle rap, yeah. I'm a bit old to watch it, yeah, but I watched Dope Flop and what's that other one? That Canadian one, yeah. I watched the battle raps. You ever watched the battle raps?
Yeah, I did a battle rap when I was a kid, you know, with my friends, and that was fun, but I haven't done anything crazy.
You should do it, man. You got that voice, man. You could kill it, and you're smart. don't take 5 minutes to throw lyrics together, does it? You get me? You're smart, right. Man. So you know, you do it, man. Anyway, so what's the name? Angel what?
Angel Raps. Angel Raps.
I want to go look at that now, babe. I'm going to have a look. Yeah, actually, get up on the phone. I want to go and have a look at that now. Have a nice night, right, baby?
Okay. Have a good night. Nice to meet you.
Okay, babe. See you later. Bye, bye, babe. Bye.
And we back. Thank you for your continued listening. I'm paired with another mother, and we about to get into it. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? We are live.
Good. How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah. Doing better. How about, man, I can't believe that we're at the end of 2020, man. It's been a crazy year.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, you know, there's got to be some good things coming on from it and coming into 2021 because of it, because we couldn't go forward without it, you know?
Most definitely. And, yeah, just like you said, we had some ups and downs, and, you know, there's been good things here and there. But, you know, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, I guess you can say. So, I mean,
Man,
just gotta be positive. But, how are you doing? I don't know what time it is over there. Over here, it's like about to be 1 a.m.
Okay. It's 2 a.m., about to be 2 a.m. over here. I'm in Maine, New England. Where you at?
Oh, you're in Maine? Shout out to Maine, New England. I'm over here in Texas.
Texas, hell yeah! I love being in Texas. Tell me about what part you in.
I'm in a small town, West Texas. It's Midland, Texas.
West Texas. So you ain't near Houston, San Antonio, nothing like that.
No, and it's funny because I still haven't been to those major cities yet. Like,
I'm, damn. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you lived there your whole life?
Yes, and the only other place that I've lived outside of Texas was Florida. Okay. I went to school there when I was real little because my aunt used to stay out there, but then she moved over here. So I've been almost all the major cities here, just not like Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, I think that's about it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so why did you join the Stereo app?
I just saw it like on a ad or something. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And so, like, not to be cliche, but yeah. So I checked it out, and like also, it's kind of, I guess, like a, what would you call it? Like probably like something like to test out, like to see, because
right.
I was interested in doing probably like a podcast, and so it's kind of like a good little format to do. And so, yeah, I've been on here for just a little bit, not too long. What about you?
Yeah, I've been consistently trying to do this every day. I probably will do it every day of the week except for one day. And then I actually make podcasts from these and put them out. So, welcome.
Nice, to nice. Hey, this is your show. I'm your guest. You are the host.
Let's get that straight. It's our show. Anytime you, you know, everybody's got a chance to do it, whatever. Because, you know, it's not planned. Unless you plan a show. If you plan a show and, like, you actually say, hey, I'm going to have so-and-so, come on. You put your thing on here for, like, you know, when you set the date. You know what I mean? Like, you can create a show.
Yeah.
Then I would say it's your show. But I guess, like, when we're spinning the wheel, so to speak.
Right.
Shaking the eight ball over here.
Uh-oh, watch out. What is it? What is it? Right. Oh, my goodness.
But I came on mainly because I'm a female rapper. My name is Angel Face. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice.
So that's my main goal, is to really get me out as a person, which I think this is a really awesome app for, because it's different than the Facebook Instagrams. Like, you can put Instagram and Facebook posts, but, like, they're only like this little snippet of who you are. And this app, I think, challenges you. So every time you get paired with a different personality, it's challenging you to deal with certain things. Like, I've listened to some where people are arguing and then, like, someone will just hang up. So did the person who hung up lose or did they win? Let me ask your opinion on that.
Interesting. It's funny how you bring up, you know, people arguing, because I had, the last time I was on here, I was with this guy, and we did, like, this whole show or whatever. And towards the end, we get this, like, weird, I mean, he's obviously drunk and high, I guess, and he's interacting with us, and I know, and it didn't take me long to pick up on this early on, where, you know, you have people that are, like, trolling, or like, you know, you got some characters out there, you know, everybody's different, right? So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, he's interacting with us, and then he's, all of a sudden, he just throws out the N-word or something, and we have this other dude that's, like, he joins in, I guess he's listening, he just starts exposing him and stuff, and we're like, oh, all right, I didn't know we're having a fight on stereo, all right, that's what's up. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting, but, yeah, there's just, like, what's the word I can use? But, I mean, like, going through, like, different talks and, you know, you hear a little bit of everything, whereas from to religion to politics to sports and to sex talk. I mean, there's a whole bunch of that going on, I guess. So, that's a good look, though. I like that. You know, who really won? the person that just left, or
who won? How long? So I think the person who won is the person who stayed there, in a way. Even though the person who stayed there was probably the one that was talking over the person, you know. But I guess in a way it showed that the other person was too shy or too weak to sit there and listen and actually take into what the other person was saying. Because, like, just because somebody is saying something and they're saying it maybe over and over again because they feel like you're trying to interrupt them, I feel like it's like, hold on, let me gather my thoughts. Sometimes this happens in the middle of a deep thought. I fucking lose it. But
It's all good.
But basically, yeah, so the person who left, or the person who keeps talking, in a way, maybe they, I don't think they lost. Maybe they just checked out in the mind. You know what I mean? Like, but I guess the person who like hung up must have kind of ran away. But you could look at it as maybe they knew their worth. Maybe they knew that this person was not worth talking to because they knew that they weren't going to be able to get through to that person. But again, it takes, like, patience, you know, and if you have the patience to actually sit there and just be quiet and let whatever the idea that you were trying to speak up about sit with you, then the other person's going to feel like they were heard, and then maybe they might be open to a different opinion. And I think that's what happens. Just maybe. But, you know, you gotta give things time. And if people aren't going to give, like, the time needed to actually let something sink in, to know, like, you don't have to be king or queen in that moment, right then and there. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, your light's gonna shine through. I actually just saw something on Instagram. Somebody was saying something like that, and I thought it was cool because I had no idea this person was even like that. But they were just like, you know, the real you is gonna show regardless. People can think whatever they want to think. You don't have to sit there and try to prove yourself, because over time, as long as you're gonna stay, you know, active in showing who you are, then the real you is gonna show, you know.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Yeah, I feel like there's not, I mean, there's probably like a lot of people that are open-minded, and then there's another crowd of people that are closed-minded. And so, true. Yeah, definitely. I think just listening, even if you can say the person's wrong for whatever reason or what on the argument or topic you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, just at least hear them out, because you never know. I mean, just
yeah.
I mean, just looking from their perspective. So, yeah, definitely.
Right. So, do you follow rap music at all? Are you into it or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I've been seeing this post recently or whatever about Lil Pump calling whatever fuck him.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that?
I think you mispronounced his name. He's Lil Pimp, I think. Lil Pimp. No, I'm just
kidding. That's even funnier. Okay.
I didn't realize that guy was trying to be relevant again. I didn't know he was clout chasing, you know. Clout demon. No, but
yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, I yeah, it's... listen to his music. I don't have no idea who he is, but
it's funny. It's just,
do you think
funny.
It was fucked up? Do you think he ruined his chances of excelling his career? What do you think?
I honestly don't think he really had much of a career to begin with. Just
really,
obviously, he's the SoundCloud rapper. I mean, like.
Well, I mean, think of it this way. Like, okay, because I would have never even known who the F this guy was if this shit didn't go down. First off.
Right.
And secondly, like, me as a hip-hop artist, like, in my mind, you know how many times that I say fuck so-and-so and fuck so-and-so, regardless of how great they are? And you know why I say that? Why do you think I would say that? That's someone who's better than me, fuck them.
I mean, that's your opinion.
No, but like in general, like, why do you think like anybody would do that?
I don't know, to be honest.
You don't know? Okay, well, let me tell you why. Okay.
Tell me.
It's because these people are jealous. Hello. The person, he said fuck Eminem. Because Eminem is white. I think that whatever the fuck this guy's name is, I thought it was Lil Pump, but you're telling me.
Yeah, Lil Pump. No, it's Lil Pump. It's Lil Pump.
Okay. Yeah, so this guy, he looks white to me. So I'm guessing he's white. And then you've got Eminem, the first white male to come out and be relevant, you know, and make a name for maybe all white rappers. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to be jealous of him. Of course he's going to say fucking Eminem. Now, but just because he said that in his mind, yeah, don't mean you say that on you know, public or whatever. But again, like I said, just because he did, he gained clout. You know what I mean? And if he wasn't anybody, then he wouldn't have gained any clout, and no one would even have noticed he deleted the damn thing. You know?
True. I mean, yeah, I mean, I didn't know him. For starters, I think he's Hispanic. I think he's Hispanic.
Okay.
Which,
okay.
We do not claim him. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. No, the reason why I said Lil Pimp earlier was because I think he did something with Trump or something. Like, he was like... Trump, like, instead of calling him Lil Pump, he's like, and Lil Pimp or something, he was just bringing him out, and I thought that was
funny, okay, but, just being funny or something.
Yeah, and so, but I remember I was talking, we were talking about this, with that same dude. Like, it's crazy because how he finessed, literally finessed, like, the record labels, I guess. Because his biggest song was, I think, Gucci Gang or whatever. And at the time, he was still a minor. He was still 17, so he had signed on. But, like, his mom or something got lawyers or whatever, and so he wasn't able to sign the contract. So all the revenue and all the money that that he was making off the song was going to him. And then, but he still got, he still went back to that same record label. But, yeah, I mean, that's what the guy was telling me. And like, but, I mean, he was all right, but I was like, so... But back to him calling out Eminem, because I was like, I mean, I know J. Cole, like, just, you know, kind of just help you dug your own grave, but still, it's like, this man, it's just, I don't know. But, yeah.
People are trying to say, once you ruin your name in the industry, then you'll never get it back. I think that's, like, I don't even know what to say about that. Because, I mean, look at 6ix9ine, right? He's been made fun of.
Yeah.
In all these fucking places, I've seen him getting beat the shit out of. I've seen him with fucking shit stains on his whitey tighties.
Damn.
Like, you know, the poor guy, whatever. I don't know anything about him. I don't follow him. I have no fucking idea. You know? But I know that he did a song with fucking Nicki Minaj, so I don't know how he took that off. You know,
they're both from New York, I guess. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But, yeah.
But I was on this app and, like, I saw him going live, 6ix9ine, and I was like, all right, let me just see what this fucking dude's about. He's on a live. I happen to be on this app, and, like, I went on there, and he actually acknowledged me when I said something. Or something.
Oh, wow.
He's like, yeah, I don't even know you, but okay.
So
I'm like, if I got like that person of that type of fame to even like saw my fucking screen name, was like cool to me. You know,
there you go. You never know.
Really? I might go back on his live and try to get me some Skittles.
There you go. You know, you might just send something in DM, like, let's collab.
Yeah, something like that. So I don't know. I'm open, you know what I mean? But anyways,
hey, man, it's what were you gonna say?
No, I was just saying that I'm probably gonna end this chat because I've collected enough content for the day.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
But, hey, if you get a chance, check me out at angelraps.com.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll check it out, and then, you know, I'll be posting.
Yeah, link up with me. Like, as far as... I just followed you on here because, you know, you said you want to start a podcast and stuff like that, and, you know,
I support anyone. Just learning.
Yeah, anyone who's trying to do their own thing, like, I know how hard it is, so, like, I try to support everyone I can. So if you follow me on
Instagram, appreciate it.
Or whatever, you know, I'll be there. I'll be there for you if you be there for me, right?
Hey, appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully I can, we can definitely link up or something and, like, talk about more about music, because that was something, like, I'm still interested in doing, but it's just, you know, I feel like I want to do so many different things. I don't want to be just tied down to one, but I don't want to use that term, but that's what I'm using right now. But,
yeah,
definitely. So just your opinions and thoughts about just, you know, music in general, but that'll be next time though.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we can schedule something if you want to do a show. I'm totally down with it. I would love to be interviewed. That's, you know, I'll put it up.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know where you want to do podcasts, but I can give you some information on that. We can definitely do a show for that or whatever at some point.
Yeah, that'd be great. So, okay. Yeah, definitely.
So, is your name Pedro?
Yes.
And what do you know about 432? Yes. Let me ask you that.
Oh, that's the area code over here. I'm just changing
is
my
it
name.
Really?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 432 is the frequency of love, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look it up. 432 HZ. Google it and see what comes up.
Because I heard that not too long ago, I read about something about like the frequencies of like certain songs, I guess, or record labels they try to do, or some conspiracy, something about that. I'm not for sure. Right. You can fact check me on that for the next time. But yeah, I'm definitely looking it up right now.
Do you see it?
Oh wow!
Am I right?
What the heck?
Or am I wrong?
What was the? Oh, what? Got reloaded again. You said HZ, right?
Yeah. 432 HZ. Yeah.
Parkman B Earth.
What happened? Your thing's loading slow.
Yeah, I'm just. What the heck?
Well, maybe it's cause we're on the app. So listen. Yeah, go ahead, reach out to me on Instagram, whatever, Facebook, and whatever, and you can schedule something with me sometime. We can do a talk, you know, and we can have questions planned and all that. Whatever you want to do to prepare.
Hey, definitely. Thank you so much. I learned something new today, so that's awesome.
No problem, Pedro. You have a good night.
All right, you too, Angela. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I've been making music since banging pots and pans, living life like a movie, so I teach experience. If you got a 3 second, don't need to use your hands. Take a listen to my rhythm and spread it to your friends. If you do appreciate your mic, give you an advance. Sign up for my new show, be my number one fan. Angel Face Fan Club.
Join who raps? Angel Raps. At angelraps.com.